Numbers 24, verse 17. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of tumult. Second part of that verse doesn't sound much like the Christmas peace that we may think about. But the simple fact is that there is evil in the world that must be destroyed for there to be peace. In order to establish peace with us, the Lord must destroy the evil, the tumult, as it's described. And that evil is not just out there in the world. The Lord must destroy the tumult of sin's guilt in our own heart for us to have peace in our heart with God. The Lord must destroy the tumult of our rebellious sinful nature in our will and thought for us to be at final peace with God. And He sent this star out of Jacob to do that for us. For when this king is dwelling in our midst, Balaam has foretold, the Lord does not see iniquity in you, nor wickedness. His righteousness covers you, giving you that peace with God. The Lord must then also destroy the tumult of those that defy Christ. Psalm 2 demonstrates how those defying Christ are really leading an insurrection, a rebellion against God. Despite the prophecies the Lord has brought, showing to Balak and Balaam how Jesus would be this king to save us, Balak has continued to defy Christ, to try to destroy Israel. And therefore, Balak is the first to hear that he and his throne will be removed, as will finally happen with all the sons of tumult. By contrast, Israel being delivered from that attempt of Balak to destroy them, they should certainly have been rejoicing. We have seen the star. The star out of Jacob is coming and protecting us. Because He's dwelling in our midst, the Lord does not see our sin. The evidence of His rule is clear among us. He went before us as a pillar of fire at night, warming us. As a pillar of cloud during the day, shading us. He provided manna from heaven, water from the rock. He provided so that our shoes and clothing didn't wear out for 40 years. Surely, He made us like a spring-fed valley stretching out before the eye in all its beauty. And yet, Israel, rather than rejoicing in this star rising out of Jacob, turned away from Him to join in the worship of the Moabite god Chemosh. For you see, after this fourth prophecy the Lord brought through Balaam, Balaam still wanted to get his hands on those wages of unrighteousness, the money he'd been promised if he could curse Israel. And so he told Balak, look, you're never going to get the Lord to be unfaithful to Israel. So if you want to destroy Israel, you're going to have to get Israel to be unfaithful to the Lord. And so it was that under the guise of friendship and open-mindedness, the Moabites came down to the camp of Israel and said, hey, let's have a party together. Let's get together for a festival occasion. And led Israel back to their camp and into the worship of Chemosh. Chemosh was a god who taught that, or man taught about him, that sensual indulgence was a way to serve him. And Israel said, hey, this is the God for us. And they joined in the tumult. Similarly, there is only one way that Satan can destroy you. The Lord will not be unfaithful to you. Satan can only destroy you by getting you to be unfaithful to the Lord. Sadly, we have in Balaam a very terrible picture of the perverseness of our own heart. What a privilege had been given to Balaam. Four times, these direct revelations from the Lord, revealing the glory of what Christ's blessing had to offer him. His kingship, bringing that forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. And yet Balaam's heart was still held by the desire to get the possessions and pleasures of sin. And so turned away from this star out of Jacob. What about you? You and I have been given even more privileges than Balaam. We have the full revelation of the Bible. This star out of Jacob has been born for us. We've seen him born in that cold and dirty stable. Born as an outcast. And yet born in such humility that every one of us can come into his manger and claim him as our own. The most wretched outcast, the poorest street person, has been invited to come there into the barn. And know this child is born for you, for me, and to receive him as our own, to be covered with his righteousness and enter into everlasting life. When Balaam defied that desire of God to save him, he brought destruction on himself. And so when our text speaks about the Lord destroying the sons of tumult, it's not because he desires to destroy them. This star arose out of Jacob to save you and to save all men. But when men defy that will of God, they bring destruction upon themselves. So turn from the tumult and pray with David. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Turn from the tumult and rely on the Lord's faithfulness to keep you faithful. Turn from the tumult and cling to God's word of grace that you may be among that blessed multitude that can ever say, I have seen the star arise out of Jacob. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 647, stanza 4.